Notes from Effortless Mastery. It is said that one drop of ecstasy, tasted from the self, the God inside us, renders all other pursuits insignificant. At that point, the seeker has found everything he has sought. Every song is either praise or an entreatment for more connection with the beloved. The obsessive need to sound good must be surrendered. Our self-worth is tied to how well we play. We have an unhealthy linkage between who we are and how we play. We fear being inadequate, and that leads to ineffective playing. We must decide that it's more important to surrender to the space of mental quietness and to love what it gives than to play well. We must let go of all desires and focus only on love. When played with total confidence, wrong notes sound right, so there are no wrong notes. You will find yourself far more free and powerful if you assume that all notes you play are the most beautiful sounds you've ever heard. You too can have permission to believe in yourself, but that permission has to come from you. No one will give it to you until they see that you already have it. Quote, "I am a master. I am great." Mastery is playing whatever you're capable of playing every time without thinking. To be perceived as a master, one must stay within the boundaries of what comes naturally and easily. There is always a schism between what the ego wants to play and what wants to come out. In jazz, we have examples of musicians who may not be on the cutting edge technically, but who are undoubtedly masters of pure music. While listening to them, you can't conceive of any other way to play. Training oneself to the highest possible technical level may be regarded as an act of worship to that inner being. Music has to become easy. That's the secret. Master only one thing first to really hear mastery within your own playing, which would inspire you and give you the confidence that you are a master and that music is easy. Master the ego so you don't rush through material. Master technique, rhythm, form, reading, tone, and your body. Have and develop the great patience and objectivity that emanates from the inner space. Mastery is one, staying out of the way and let the music play itself. Two, being able to play the material perfectly every time without thought. Practice affirming. Music is easy. There are no wrong notes. Every note I play is the most beautiful sound I've ever heard. And I am a master. I am great. The four steps involved in surrendering the need to sound good and to playing without leaving the space of total detachment and love, either physically or mentally, are as follows. 1. Just touching the instrument. 2. Let your hands wander without conscious participation. Take your hands off often to make sure you stay in the space. You may also use the monk principle by affirming, "That is the most beautiful sound I ever heard." You can also observe yourself, observing yourself playing. And you can also play fast within the space and also mimic playing away from the instrument so you don't get hooked into what you're hearing. 3, the effort it takes to perform equals the distance between you and mastery. Experience with total love and acceptance what you can play comfortably. And just let whatever comes out, come out within the song you choose. And be willing to stop often to maintain the space. And don't worry about playing correctly or cleverly. Just play and stay out of the way. 4, allow for mastery to occur by practicing something from within the space until it can play itself. Mastery is being able to play something perfectly every time without thought. Mastery will overtake you in the quickest possible fashion if your practicing is limited to only what you can do in that space. Ignore the feeling that you should be practicing more. You have to reach a zone where time is timeless and effort is effortless. And becoming great is not important. The steps are: A, try it once and notice the glitch. B, take your hands off the instrument. C, take a deep breath and go back into the space. D, approach the instrument with detachment again. And E, try less, not more. The practicing diamond illustrates that you should always play with effortlessness and then choose 2 out of 3 of the other 4 corners, which is playing fast, playing perfectly, and playing the entire example. You have to choose 2 out of 3 in order to maintain the effortlessness, which is the most important of all. Be very patient and develop the ability to play from within the inner space. Ignore the mind and the time it takes. You're not wasting time at all, as long as you stay with it. Detach from what you're doing and let go of the results. It's not even as important what to practice as how to practice it. If you're busy in life or have a lot of music to prepare and you, quote, don't have enough time, just make a secret compartment for yourself of 5 to 20 minutes to do 1 of the 4 steps only, and do not consciously force this kind of focus on the rest of the material you have to go through. You may even have cycles where the restless mind influences you to get away from the 4 steps. This is completely normal. It's a game, so witness the phases that you go through with compassion. It's not a linear process. Play with the thought that it is not necessary to be a great player. These exercises never stop working. It is we who stop giving ourselves to the practice. When you give yourself to the space, you get much in return. So don't forget to give as much as you can. A paradox is the way to get high is by giving. It takes quite a few times around the block before you can realize this. When the experience leaves you, ask for the willingness to give yourself again, and it will be granted. Always be willing to go back to step 1. Choose to practice for just 5 minutes as a way to simply get started. Be massively patient with yourself throughout the process, the rest of your life, and detach from the results. Surrender is the greatest practice. Nothing really does have meaning, no matter how much success you achieve, no matter how much of a master you become at what you do, if you do not offer it up to the divine power. It is better to give than to receive. Let the higher power play the music. The evolution of music is not the issue. It is the evolution of the musician that is important. The artist must take his rightful place in society as a teacher, metaphysician, and visionary. By alchemical processes, base metal is turned into gold. Similarly, we human beings may have transformed into gods and goddesses. Ask for this change to occur in your life.